Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who CantCon, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Storks.
Fly close enough to follow who's...
I will stay a distance.
There's some humans.
Almost all of these wind up being humans, but when you look at the towns, these are obviously tyrannically ruled settlements. Because most of the time the people are cowering in fear or and engaging in very light commerce. The only thing that actually seems to be the trade here is slavery.
Interesting.
I'm glad I'm not down there to witness it.
Any signs of, like, large creatures in cages or anything?
Oh yeah, they it looks like these humans try to enslave anything they can. You'll notice that they have things like ogres, even ranging down to goblins, to... They even have, like, shocker lizards, even humans, some other, like, some elves.
Okay.
And you'll notice that they're actually selling mostly to, like, green dragons or green dragon entourage.
There happens to be one Ot-Yig.
Do I see any dragons in the cages?
Nah, it's a little late for that, no.
Okay.
He's been captured.
Yeah, I didn't say he's probably been sold, but just in case.
You can always talk to the buyer or sellers.
I suppose so.
Catch him in the alleyway, interrogate him. And shank him after he tells you the information he wants.
She went Altair. She's trying to blend in with the humans in white robes, but it's a bit harder since she's a dragon.
Blend in with the green.
Dude, she'll gain her polymorph ability in no time.
I guess I'll...
You pick a random settlement.
Yes, I will pick a random one.
This town, we'll go ahead and call it Portston.
Okay. I'll find a trader. A slave trader. Probably make it like the nicest one, like whoever, the one that looks like he's doing the best for himself.
No, you need to find the little old lady that's sitting on her porch watching everyone.
Ah, hello, he says in quite fluent Draconic. He has four bodyguards behind him, all of whom look big, gruff, and intimidating.
Cool.
Hi. I stand behind him, looking big, gruff, and intimidating.
I preened my scales before this, I guess.
How can I be of service, Master Dragon?
I drew a little acid.
I had caught word that there was perhaps some... Can we speak somewhere private?
Privacy's illegal, you know.
Really?
What is this?
I take a step forward. I am the law.
Not in this area, you're not, little brass.
I'm not brass, I'm copper.
Ah, sorry. Can't tell the difference.
Schmuck.
Well, all the same, I'd like to speak somewhere not in the crowded marketplace, if possible.
Away from prying ears.
Don't mind him. He's a mite touched in the head.
I kick him.
We can, of course, meet in my business establishment.
Yes, that'll do just fine.
That will do.
That'll do, pig.
That's what I said.
No, you said
that. I assume you're with
that
them.
That'll do just fine.
I was keeping a distance.
Okay. All right.
They come tell me what's going on, I'll be with them, but it's their choice.
You just see me going in to talk to a guy.
I'm circling way above there.
I assume you're watching us.
Yeah, I'm watching over you guys. I can't hear
so you guys kind of head over towards a
four dudes or five dudes.
Stall.
No, I see you walking through
building.
A building.
Okay.
Oh yeah, what? With five dudes. And then. You look tired, Evie. Not anymore now that I'm talking to you.
Attention. I like attention. Attention's nice.
For those wondering why it suddenly went silent, I'm currently drawing on the battle map.
Something like that.
Okay. As you guys are led into the small room, you guys will notice the cages on either side. Obviously, this is a wealthy and fairly prominent slaver. And he goes, ah, yes, you wanted to talk business.
Yes, well, I was investigating something.
That's a cockatrice and there's an ogre.
Mm. Are they are what they are?
Yeah.
Don't let that one peck you.
Interesting. I had heard that there was some... a dragon possibly traded in around here recently.
Oh, yes. There was.
Was it a gold, by chance?
Yes. And there's going to be another one on the market here soon.
Initiatives.
Yes, initiatives.
Step into my parlors with the spider to the fly. That one was easy.
You were expecting this.
As soon as you said there's another one. Oh, okay. Fingers.
By the way, give me perception checks.
Oh, okay. Huh? Nice. 14. Okay!
18.
Okay, both of you guys are like... Okay, what'd you get, Jay?
20.
20. Ryan?
22.
Ooh, nice.
Jessica?
I'm a 6.
It's okay, you're hovering outside.
Yeah, I'm outside.
Guards go on a 17. Bartholomew goes on a 5. The thief hiding in the shadows goes on a 12.
I truly hope that's not the Bartholomew we know.
No.
Otherwise we're screwed.
Sorry, I like that name.
It's a cool name.
It is a cool name.
Okay.
Well, maybe it is him.
Call him Bart
before
for
he
short.
Becomes Necromancer.
Dude, Bart has an awesome backstory. I'm sad no one's investigated yet. Ryan. You guys are thieves.
Haven't had any calls to, honestly.
You know, you guys are thieves. If you guys ever want to find anything out, you guys can just go around and be nosy about it. We're information thieves.
Information can be found.
I don't
see. It looks like the guards are, of course, ready to slap you in shackles and give me a perception check.
Well, that's better. 27.
Okay.
18.
You'll notice that there's a convenient lever over here and a net above you.
Ah. How far reaching is this net? Just 5 feet?
It's a 10-foot square.
10 foot. Okay. Well then. Free five?
Mm-hmm.
What does the lock on this ogre's cage look like?
Giant padlock.
Okay.
Like, is thickly it reinforced.
Yeah, okay. That was, yeah.
No, they put a little flimsy, tiny pike lock for the ogre's cage. That's right.
They have the giant one for the cockatrice. It's the Zelda type locks.
There you go.
Why did... What?
Do you understand Orcish?
Does the ogre understand Orcish?
I don't have giant. That's why I'm trying Orcish.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, my good man.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to move aside. I'm going to try and melt your lock.
Ah. Fantastic. I will, of course, aid you with my services, good sir.
Please do. I would be most obliged.
I love this one.
I'll go ahead and read it.
I don't know.
What are you, keeping him as a pet?
No, you can be my kin.
I wanted him to be mad. I set him free. Anyway, I will breathe on his lock as soon as he's out of the way.
Just roll straight damage.
What was mine? 2d10?
2d10. Yes. Yeah. It's two dice, and then it's 2d10. 2d10.
9 and an 8. So 17? 17, yeah.
It's got 13 more hit points.
Huh. I thought that would have done it.
Roll d4. I'll go ahead. If this guy survives, he'll get a name.
Nice!
The ogre will go on 13.
You can help break it.
I could.
Next is Jay.
You can conveniently free five there and get out of the net way.
I could.
Or there and attack those two guys, but it's up to you.
Yeah. Well, currently I'm not surrounded by anything. How tall is this place?
It's about 20 feet tall. No, I'm sorry. It's actually about only 10 feet tall.
Okay.
These are humans. He's fairly cramped.
Yeah.
Of course, he's in a cage being shipped off for slavery. Comfort is not, you know, the primary thing for slavers.
Okay, I think I'll try and free the cockatrice. So I'll get over here, not in front of that guy, like on top of this cage, and shoot downward.
Okay, just roll straight damage.
Okay.
This is the lighter lock.
Let's see. Mr. Cockatrice, if you can understand me. I'm speaking. Hey, intelligence 2, that's great.
Shoot that stone charge. Its eyes begin to go cross.
The ogre can be your pet. I'm taking the coffee. Mine. Let's see. So, 13. Nah, I'm going to Benny that. We got to have Bennies. There you go. So you give me a Benny so I can use it.
Yours are right there.
Oh, okay.
I was arranging yours because I was bored.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's try that again. Ooh, much nicer.
Yes,
thank you.
Wow. That's way better.
All right. It only had 15 hit points. The cockatrice will go on 5.
five up or 5 down?
5 up, but it doesn't get to act this turn. All right, that was 20 down to 17 the guards. Luckily, cockatrices don't have many hit points. You just don't want them to touch you.
Yeah.
Oh, crap!
Shankity, shankity, shankity.
That's okay. At least you distracted them this round.
That's right.
Oh, no! You distracted them for multiple rounds.
These two will swing at you.
That's fine.
Who's got a d4 I can borrow?
Base attack of 5 plus 2 strength plus 2. That's a total of plus 10, so... 24 and 22.
4.
22? No, 23 is my AC.
You will take 12.
12 I take.
12 you do take.
I take I.
All right.
I'll take I, yeah.
They're shanking with long swords. These guys do have chain shirts on. although it looks like there's nothing underneath the chain shirt.
Other than their bare nipply skin.
Yes, they look like they even shave. Because they're in the tropics and wearing chainmail.
Wow, yeah, good call.
And of course they also have their large steel shields.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know how they're equipped.
So okay. these are like that
big manly men.
Yeah, they're like that guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was the guards.
If they were female, they'd be wearing chainmail.
The ogre will attempt to break out.
How is this still ensuring that they get a +5 armor bonus? Trust me, they're female. They have other ways.
The rest of it's just from the cleavage.
That's right. The rogue comes out of the shadows.
Quick, someone pull the net! Oh, wait.
What is your flat-footed AC?
20.
He will just hit because of the flank. As he stabs you with a rapier. For
13.
15. He has his dagger in his offhand. He seems to be wearing just leather armor that's been painted black.
Wow, these guys are really sophisticated.
Apparently it worked. Alright, that was 12-6, Jessica. Go ahead and give me a perception check. It's hard this turn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's minus 20% on your...
Two breath weapons have gone off.
I know.
They've been inside, though.
Yeah.
Mm. If there are any windows, though.
No. Why would you put windows in here? That might make it comfortable for them.
20.
20? Not this turn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like a 25 this turn. So you're like...
Right.
They're still inside the building. Nothing to be worried about.
they just went there, and then they're going over there. They're probably talking in private about the mission. No, I'm gonna laugh.
5, 10, 15,
I noticed
20,
you guys
25.
Kind of killing them. Like, I'm here!
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He casts haste.
Not on you two, though.
Not on you
two. Or the cook.
He doesn't cast it on himself, actually. He just casts it on these 5.
Because he only has a 5 quota.
He only has 5 people. And
I'm curious. Is this connected to another building, or is that go outside?
This is connected to another building.
Okay.
This is the one that's connected outside. Hence the double door.
I was making sure.
Okay. Top of the round, Ryan.
Dude, just bite the lock off. It's already half melted.
But then he has to deal with hardness.
He could do an all-out attack, but it's whatever.
Well, the ogre could do it.
That's what he was trying to do.
Okay. That's what the ogre's trying to
do. I rolled like a 7 last turn, so it's...
He just couldn't get the right angle while he's all cramped up in this cell. Oh,
18
I
throws?
Say!
18, let's see. Leather armor. Dexterity. Haste. No.
Okay, so 2 hits then. Because I presume, like, 19 is his armor?
Class? Yes.
Okay.
Blech. 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 Boomer! Speaking of which, we almost beat Expert Mode on Left 4 Dead last night.
Ah.
But because the bots were really dumb, we couldn't do it. We would set up over here in the barn, but the radio's over here to start it, so you start it and then run over here and climb into the barn and fight there.
Mm-hmm.
The boss decided to stay next to the radio. So it was me and Jessica holding off hordes of zombies while they sat in the house.
And died.
Like, 4 times. And we're just like...
Or they come with us and then stand in front of us because we have a shotgun.
Yes. 18? Or even better was when we finally were caving in and just doing it in the house because they were going to stay there. She would run in front of my shotgun blasts. I was standing on the stairway. There was only one way they could get to me. And she ran in front of me to help me.
Wow.
I was even crouched. She could have shot over me, but she ran in front of the shotgun instead. Jay.
Nice. Okay.
I was just like,
oh. Damn it, Zoe.
What the hell, Zoe?
Okay. Surrender now and tell us what we want to know and we won't kill you.
They ignore you.
Okay. In that case, I duck down behind this cockatrice here and make a really loud noise.
Try to scare it out?
Yep.
Give me an intimidate.
He turns around and pecks you.
How did that roll?
I stay out of its way.
15!
Oh, crap.
It's probably going to attack them anyway, because they were attempting to stab it.
Yeah.
Alright, that was Jay's turn. 17, back down to the guards. Stabby, stabby. One hit, one miss.
Oh, dang it. Thought of something that I wanted to do.
Okay, one hit. That's 6. And then 2 more stabs on the cockatrice. Hit, hit. Hit, hit.
Yay for haste.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Jessica. Itch yourself. Scratch your foot. If I can ever find more D8.
I'm grabbing more jelly beans.
And jelly beans?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I suck at finding things. There we go.
Anymore.
Okay, so there's 10 plus 10 is 20, and there's 9. Okay, so 29 splat.
Aww. Hey, does the cockatrice's magic still work after it's dead?
No.
Oh.
Pick up its head.
Alright, that was the guards who spent their turn shanking him. The ogre attempts to break out again. Oh, he will break the lock.
Hooray.
The semi-melted lock this turn. Oh, fantastic.
Good job, my good man.
That's his turn. As they're like, uh-oh. Why always the ogre? Alright, rapier. Dagger.
Yes.
Hasted rapier. 2 hits.
Oh yeah, rapier is 18, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the 18.
28.
Yay! I need D6s.
Yeah. Well, those are easy to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put them over there.
Now we.
They didn't roll too bad. We're too good.
Alright, so 10, 29.
29?
Don't damage the product! Alright, 7, Jessica. Now you can give me a perception check. It's only a 20 this time. Hey. About the time. It was probably because the ogre bellowing.
Is that an ogre?
Did you speak orcish?
Yes.
Thank you, my friends. I will smash them now. I will crush them utterly. They will feel my wrath.
Oh no! An ogre's gonna crush my friends!
Now you're gonna go in and the ogre's the enemy.
Okay. You can fly down this turn.
Okay. I haven't opened the doors yet, but I'm in front of them.
Okay.
The human's like...
Alright, then the cockatrice is dead. He turns and magic missiles Jay. Because what mage doesn't have magic missile? The really sucky ones.
9.
Zord. Alright. Then, top of the round, Ryan. Oh, you don't like being flanked?
That's what I meant to do last turn, but I forgot about it until you were doing the guard's turn.
Shank, shank, shank. Da, 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 da. Shank, shank, shank.
One hit.
Shank your booty.
Dun, 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 dun.
Shake your booty.
Dun, 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 dun.
5.
He's up to 23. You know, that might have caused trouble, but since Pathfinder moved rogues to D8s, they actually have a bit more hit points now.
Yep.
Alright. By the way, this is a half-orc.
Okay. It's Corona. No.
Hey, Corona, Jet.
you guys hear the joke about the cockatrice? No. He was stone deaf. I try to distract him with a joke. What's that over there?
Breath weapon.
Bluff?
Sure. Are you attempting to feint or what?
I'm trying to get them to look the other way so that when I fly past them, they don't get their attacks of opportunity.
All right.
I'm attempting to get over to the leather on the other side.
The leather.
Crap, I Benny. I totally Benny. Come on. Something better this time. Better, thank you. Okay. That will be a bluff of 12 plus 19.
Okay. They are distracted.
That was funny. Stone.
Move now. Fly over their heads, over to the lever. Pull it.
Reflex.
Ninja.
He's now on top of it.
Yeah. The rogue dodges out of the way of the trap.
Who would have thought?
I figured I'd spring it now, rather than having it them spring it on us later.
Sure.
All right, that was Jay, down to 17, the guard. Hey! Alright, so one of them will come over here to attack you. The other one will come over here and help him. Jay! I hit you a lot. I got like 27 is my lowest.
Ow!
And I do 15 to you. Oh, goodness. One hit.
Oh, those are really two big Jays.
Yeah, they are.
Six, 14 on the ogre. Uh-oh. Ogre's half dead. You better save him if you want an ally. That is a nice giant conga line for a breath weapon.
Mm-hmm. Too bad I don't have a...
Oh, nice.
I have a Jessica.
Okay. You open the doors. Free five.
Lightning.
The thief will go ahead and... just shank you from here, because there's no way you can get a flank anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. The ogre's next. He will definitely hit. His punches do a d4. Plus 5 is 6. All right. Now we go to Jessica. No, now we go to the thief. Rapier.
Critical.
Dagger. Hits. Rapier. Hits.
At least he doesn't get a sneak attack.
No, he does not get his sneak attack. Instead, he does 12 con damage! Can I take the sneak attack?
The con bleed.
He decapitated with a rapier.
It's a formal rapier?
No, it's one stabs of the, right it's, through the brain.
It's one of the cards you can make. Make a fort save or you die.
Alright. Piercing. Hand wound. Normal damage and D2 dex damage and minus 4 on all rolls using that hand until healed. So one of your claws will have a minus 4 to hit. 6 damage. Okay, so here's all the damage. So 10 plus 4 is 14. 17. And then
D2 dex, right?
1 point of dex. As he stabs through one of your claws.
Owie.
Okay. Jessica.
Burst open the doors.
You'll see this nice line of people holding off, holding back to this side of the room.
Ah.
Bleh.
Yeah.
Resort.
Here's left footage to me.
The rogue ninjas out of the way, but unfortunately he's the only one who ninjas out of the way.
Okay, so that's 21, which will... Okay, these guys have... No, that's right.
It's made of wood, right?
No, sorry, it's this guy. Yeah. And all the rest have taken 15. Yes.
Okay. I was thinking if it was stone, it bounced
back. Oh, yeah, the rogue dodged. Never mind.
Yeah.
Ow!
Who would have thought?
Alright, next we go to the mage, who will free five here to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Then everyone else free fives, then I free five. And,
and he will throw a scorching ray at you.
That is my touch. Ow.
19. Stupid lizard!
I'm not a lizard.
Top of the round, Ryan.
Aren't you?
No. Dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah,
dragon.
We're lizards.
Watch the dragon. Dragon ball.
Better than lizards.
Whatever. Critical with the one I was gimped on, so.
Okay.
21 on my bite. And
that'll hit.
18 on that one. So no.
18 will miss. You cleave right through his dagger.
That's funny. With my hurt hand. So he stabs it and I just go...
Okay. So it is double damage.
Sweet.
So you roll the dice twice.
And it's a nice dice.
And you gotta do strength twice.
To roll twice.
Right.
18 on the crit.
Okay.
And... 8.
Splat. You rip him to shreds.
Hooray.
Alright.
Grr.
Jay.
To this guy right here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you switch over to our side right now, I'll pay you twice what your boss is paying you.
Give me diplomacy.
Nice.
Subtract 10 because you're doing it in the middle of combat.
Yeah. 12.
Only 12?
Well, if you subtract 10. I had a 22.
Not when the boss is looking.
Okay, I'll cover you. Escape out the back door. Pretend I killed you. Okay, pretend that I maimed you. I mean, pretend that I knocked you out. Nothing, like I caught you off guard or something. Okay, okay. Triple what your boss is paying you. That's going to be a bluff.
That can be a bluff.
Aww. I'm gonna regret this later, but it's gonna be funny. Less Benny. Ah! Okay, well, I got a plus 12. 15.
You don't have that much.
But she does.
Yeah.
Alright. You failed.
Dragon. Okay.
I tried. Do I still have a grease left in me?
You spent your entire turn talking to him.
Okay, that's cool.
That was at least 6 seconds worth of talking. And you didn't want to grease while you were negotiating. All right.
Grease.
All right.
I bet you triple what your boss is paying you, grease.
I got 2 hits on you, 1 hit on you, and I missed the ogre. 1 hit on you is 7. 2 hits on you is 22.
Dang, I'm going down quick, guys.
Stab, stab. Alright.
I'm pretty close to death myself.
Yeah.
As the bronze dragon begins having flashing images of saving everyone again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ogre.
Fatty! Save me!
Actually, here's what he'll do.
The bad guy wouldn't take my brother.
Grapples.
Ah!
Okay, I guess the ogre isn't on our side. Alright.
You, sir, are foul-smelling.
He's with us.
The ogre says he's foul-smelling.
Jessica.
Very well, then.
Hit the mage.
Hit the mage!
Well, you can take your attack on the Juni.
I will.
Fail!
Stupid dragon.
Alright, so... I don't know what they said or what you said, but you're going down.
So I'm going to bite you.
It's a 21.
Yeah, this is a mage.
I didn't know if he cast mage armor.
No, he was dumb and cast haste instead.
I'm not even on himself.
That is... 7.
7, so he's up to 22. He's not down yet.
Huh.
He will be next turn, though, if someone sneezes hard enough.
Yeah.
All right, then him...
I bet my dodge on him.
He cast invisibility.
God 15. Damn it. Stupid invisibilities.
You guys hear the sound of skittering as he's running away.
Yeah, so we do have blind sense.
Oh, that's true. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
The doors are still open, so we can...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's okay.
Ryan.
I breathe that way.
He will take half damage.
Sneeze! Sneeze!
I hope to.
Nice.
18, so 9.
Burns to a crisp.
You hear something burning.
We hear a thud.
Hit him. All right. We now go to... That was Ryan J.
To the guy in front of me. You are currently unemployed. Join us or die.
Death and intimidate.
Um, 25, naturally.
Okay, he will... Okay, I'm done. You have now officially used every social skill you could on this one.
I also have not attacked once, other than the breath weapon to free the cockatrice.
Hey, cockatrice. All right. Two hits on you. Oh, wait. Possible crit. It is a crit. Slashing! Bewildering display! Take minus two to your AC for two rounds. That'll be 3d8 plus 12. 26.
At least you didn't carve his initials in you.
This one attempts to break out and does not meet the ogre's CMD.
Stop screaming, you're hurting my ear.
As the little dragon goes down. Ogre! Pins.
With one hand.
With his pinky.
Alright, we now go to Jessica. Flying the night sky, picking up dead guys, flashing our white thighs. You call this a job?
What's his AC? See, that's a 17.
Ridiculously high.
So it hits, right?
5 for the chain shirt, 2 for the shield, 2 for okay, dex. So plus 5.
Is it 20?
Yes.
Okay. I get one hit. Because yep. This was a 19.
Suck.
Bom, bom, bom. You take 9.
Nine, he's up to 24 now. He is almost down. Alright. Now we go to the mage who's dead. Top of the round. Ryan, roll to stabilize. You roll a d20.
Oh, yeah.
And add your constitution modifier. You're looking for a 10.
Yes.
You stabilize.
I forgot it's different.
Jay.
I perch on top of this cage, talk to the guy who's still left.
He's not giving up.
Then I bite, bite, claw.
Okay.
Or claw, claw, bite, whatever.
You bite.
You bite, because you moved 10 feet.
It's okay.
You didn't laugh at my joke! Think this is funny? Eat this, sucker. 18.
You will miss. As he dodges out of the way, for he is a ninja. He's pinned. 23?
Yes. I think he's a 22.
5.
Incidentally, if he makes even the slightest movement toward the door attempting to escape, I chase him.
Does he close it? Well, if he made it to the door. He didn't specify which door.
Both so.
Alright, top of the round. Ryan, you're stabilized. Jay.
You just went.
No, he's wait. You're right. He just went. The guard just went. Ogre begins beating this guy into the ground. He takes 5 more. Okay, Jessica.
Okay, so we went charge around him. On a claw. The other 2 hit.
How Eevee was I making?
Stinging failure! You take D6 points of non-lethal damage and -2 on all attack rolls for the next 1d4 rounds. You fail so epically, you're like, ah. It won't matter.
That's 25.
Okay, so you got over 6, I didn't care. Alright, well, combat is effectively over.
He's still making jelly out of one guard.
Do you have any potions on you?
Yes. Okay. I have 2 cure moderates and 4 cure lights.
Okay. I go over to the dude in the cage with the dead cockatrice.
And 2d8 plus 4?
That would be her, thank you.
Okay. 2d8 plus 5.
5.
3. 3. 3, sir! 3!
Oops, I thought Siri was saying.
What, you need outside pop? Has it stopped raining enough that you can go outside?
Good. 7. Apple, yeah.
8, 13, 16, so I am up 5.
Alright, we're gonna pause really quick. Okay.
So, I go question the guard that I intimidated into a cage.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
What happened to that dragon we were looking for?
Who was sold?
To whom?
I'm hugging the ogre's leg.
I think it was a group of, whatchacallit.
Description?
I chew on his foot. Specific than that?
I don't know what they're called. They're pointy eared and
elves.
Skinny. Yeah.
Okay.
There aren't many of them around here.
How long ago did this happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, good. While we were sitting around waiting for him to come back.
Elves are usually good aligned, aren't they? Or do we want them?
It could be dark elves, I say from muffled through the ogre's hat.
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you past all the meat.
Could be dark elves.
You mean drow?
Did
whatever.
Did they have dark skin?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Lucky guess.
That did explain why they're not good aligned.
How did they transport him? Did they put him on a ship?
No. They muzzled him after they gave him some poisoned food. They threw him in a cage.
And had they take him out of here? On a wagon?
Yeah, on a wagon.
Which direction did he go?
Out of town.
There's only one road out of town. I didn't care after that.
Okay.
I ain't paid to care. Of course, yeah. I'm not paid anymore.
Yeah, very true. What are you going to do now? Just curious.
Well, I'll go work for a different slaver.
You ever thought about giving up the slaving business?
And do what?
I don't know. You got wife and kids?
No.
Well, there you go. You're free. You can do everything you want.
I don't like sailing. I get seasick.
You don't have to sail.
There's nothing else in the town then.
You can leave town.
I'd have to go on a boat, or I could go out in the jungle and get eaten by lizardmen.
You could go join a lizardman tribe. I'm sure they'd accept you after you beat one of their people. I don't know.
So, were you born around these parts?
Uh-huh. I'm a county.
Yeah, you sure are. Well,
how are you about flying?
I don't know. I ain't never done it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You're carrying them.
you did sort of beat us up, but seeing as how you were paid to do it, it was kind of, your living. We'll overlook that point. If you're at all interested, we'll find a nice place for you, take you off of this...
Well, that'd be cool.
Rock in the middle of the ocean.
I suppose we could gather up like-minded people here.
We start stealing people from the Green Dragon territory.
and then just, steal a ship or something.
I'm on a boat!
Or buy one, I guess. I'm thinking too chaotic here. Buy a ship, rent a ship, and then...
Yes, use different words, not steal.
and then head on over back to our place with our like-minded people.
So as soon as we can find someone to get you out of here, we'll do what we can for you.
Okay.
How many more slavers are in this town?
More than this.
Have to come back here.
Man, he is so dense.
He's
got to have like an intelligence of 8.
Yeah. Hey, can you...
6? 7?
7. Can you pass me that cockatrice there?
Oh, yeah, sure. He kind of picks it up and, like a chicken.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll make it into a hat.
When you have time and...
Yeah.
Stow it in your bag.
If this was not green territory, I'd so call it village.
Alright. Say, what's your name?
We can at least get the last vestiges of the slightly neutral or good people out of here.
Hold on, let me get my random name generator.
Let the evil people, flounder and whatever they do, or whatever, kill each other off, as evil people are wont to do.
Ooh, I like that you use the word want.
Alright.
I figure I'm a dragon. I have a 14 intelligence. I should know words like that.
Yes, very good.
Name me.
Who's ruling this city?
Wasn't it Arkez? Coccyx?
No, I mean... dedicated
I'm
Keen. To this.
Keen?
K-E-A-N-E.
Keen.
Hmm.
Well?
They said it was for my keen intellect.
That's funny. I like you.
Write it down.
You laughed at my joke.
I'll laugh at your joke.
What was Mr. Ogre's name?
Oh, his name was Ogryn.
I knew he wouldn't say that. I was thinking that too.
You stalk my brain. Go away. You stalk my brain.
I bet this ogre is. I bet Ogryn is smarter than Keen.
That's right, because he's got a 12 intelligence.
Jeez.
Including all of his minuses.
Wow. That's awesome.
Okay. Friend on coccyx.
Nice to meet you, Ogryn. My friends call me Curly.
Curly. Don't you have a proper name?
He hasn't been inducted yet. We're working on it.
He's not old enough.
I'm too young. They think I'll die or something.
Ah, well, I can see the value that the Draconic Society places on its youth.
He laughs nervously.
It's a test of strength. I'm sure he'll grow up to be a fine young dragon. Or old dragon.
I go over to the mage's corpse, gather anything I can off of it.
You... Okay, you'll find.
I'll grab what I can from the rogue if possible, if he has anything worthwhile.
Yeah, let me get there.
I highly doubt the guards had anything specifically nice.
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mage has some bracers. With, of course, green dragons on them. A ring with a green dragon on it. And an emerald.
Mm. I like green.
He also had 97 gold and 5 silver. He used to have some scrolls, but they were obviously non-magical scrolls.
I take off his shoes. Take him over to the guard, and I say, "Here you go. A present from me to you. You can go anywhere in these shoes.
Ooh.
These is your magic shoes."
Ooh. Dragon skin boots.
Are you serious?
Huh? Yeah.
What color?
Green.
Okay. Cut it. Oh,
the rogue has a beautiful rapier that the blade is actually made out of silver.
Nice.
It's not actually silver, just
ooh, make silver. It alchemical silver and you got a deal.
Okay. He has a beautiful offhand dagger, which looks like a line of acid flying from a dragon's mouth.
Ooh, I like it. I want to keep it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got some nice-looking leather armor that's been painted black.
Yeah.
And he has one potion.
Potions take up 0.5 pounds. Storage. Annoying.
Like, well, we can figure out what type of potion it is,
like,
you two.
200 potions.
Okay, I spellcraft it.
Okay, it's DC 25.
No.
It's not ketchup.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! Don't put it on a hot dog.
You needed a 19 or a 20.
It's okay. He'll eventually become a big, bad sorcerer.
Yes.
Eventually. Okay. I pat Keen on the head. Tell him to have a good day.
Okay. He opens the door because the lock was melted.
Oh! And then, the last thing I say to him, Keen, I want you to know this is your place now. You make it anything you want it to be.
Ooh, I get to be the boss.
Just don't go into slavery.
Oh, okay.
Open a fruit stand. Here's some bananas to get you started.
How are you carrying that many bananas? You're so small.
I had one under my armpit.
Had wash them off before you sell them.
Okay.
Well, Aldrin, what will you do now?
Good question. I could return to my brutish, savage compatriots, or I can go out and explore the world, finding new discoveries, and adding to the boon of all sentient living.
Only if you go on a ship named Enterprise.
Well, we're not changing my name.
To seek out new life and new civilization. Worf. There you go.
This is Aldrin. Orf.
Orf. Well, when I am a tad older, I may come back and call upon you for your services, if that's all right.
Define older, for your lifespan is far different than mine.
When I am older, soon as I make some more gold.
And actually have a name.
Once I get my name, I guess. I don't know but at what point we actually get people. Kith Bund? Kithkin?
Kith Bound?
Mm-hmm. You get that at young.
Once I make a lot of money, I'll come back and find you.
Very well.
I'll be a few years.
It may be a few years, yes.
Mm-hmm.
like 9 for these guys. Alright, well, you guys poke your head back out. And within a couple moments of leaving, you'll notice that scavengers are picking over the place.
Poor Keen.
I hope Keen got away. With his banana.
The ogre pushes his way through.
Stay safe.
Yes.
That one wasn't crunchy. He was like all pre-melted and moldy.
Ew.
Well, not moldy. I want a Kleenex. You're eating malt balls. You expect them to be crunchy. Okay. So you guys now have a hint that they went outside of town. He was taken by some drow.
And they were drunk. Oh,
yes. I guess
if it's a wagon, they have to be staying on the trail at least for a while.
Yeah. Well, he said they left on the trail, so I guess we will go down the trail.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm attempting to see if they...
The road outside of town.
The only road outside of town.
Yeah. Yep. The only thing is that the tracks are 2 weeks old.
That's okay, I hope. I got a 27 if no one assists.
27. More than
I five. Assist. 17.
29, then.
I couldn't...
Oh! Assist. These tracks, ones that are spiked and dragging people.
I say, I automatically assist.
Well, there you go, then. 31.
Okay. Well, after a short jaunt, you will find that, of course, it leads over to a cave.
Ah. How does the cave smell?
Surprisingly clean. It actually has some seawater in it.
Hmm. Are there any native animals around here?
Any
bats or anything inside?
There's a crocodile sitting there.
I don't go near it.
How far?
Is his name Bane?
Is his name Scar? I'm gonna be you.
How far inland are we?
No more than a couple miles.
Okay, so we are actually inland, not on the coast or anything. Okay.
Sure. There's a bat.
No, it's sleeping.
Oh, just poke it. If you want to talk to it.
Well, we also should probably heal before we dive deeper into this.
Yeah, I guess.
Mr. Limping.
But I'm okay.
Drip.
Yeah, I'm down to less than half my hit points. I think I need to heal.
I have 5 hit points left.
Ooh, you beat me. Good job.
Only because I healed him.
Yes, she gave me
can
one.
Can you heal me, Cootie?
Yes, I can give you heal tricks. I suppose.
Well, if you guys sit and rest, that gives them longer time to have your brother.
That's what true. I thought.
That's what well, I only rest for a little bit. I awaken the bat by blowing on it. So it's not too startled.
Yeah.
It's upside down. Miss Bat. Or Miss Bat.
I hover in front of it.
I just...
2 weeks ago, I would have found that strange.
Only a few?
Yeah.
Anywho,
it's very bright out.
Yeah, I'm trying to cover up the sun for you. Sorry to wake you.
What time is it?
I poke my head out.
Little after midday.
Huh.
Anywho, we're pretty sure we know where it goes, but just to double check, have you seen some dark-skinned one of your folk with a large lizard come through here about in a couple weeks?
Boy, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, they came down this way and they disrupted us all. And then they stole our spiders.
Aww.
They were delicious spiders.
What, did they go down into the water or through a wall?
No, they went down into the water where their little boot thingy was.
Figure.
What did the boat... Did it boat underneath the water or on top of the water?
On top of the water. It wasn't a submarine, you know.
A what?
A what? Submarine, you know, marine being the top of the water and sub being below. Submarine.
I like you.
Yeah, you're smart for that.
Yellow.
Was one of the drow named George?
It's named Rist. We're okay. Rist. Okay. Okay. Let me take a vote.
I will heal check you.
Yes. There's a small little camp that's a ways down. I keep flying there occasionally. They've got some lovely spiders there. Very delicious.
I heal check you.
Can somebody heal check me, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, do you mind if we rest here in the cave for a night?
Doesn't bother me. Just don't eat my spiders, please.
Oh, you can keep your spiders.
And the mosquitoes. Those are delicious, too.
Yes, eat them. Eat most of you can.
Gorge yourself.
More for you, less for us.
So kind.
Alright, you guys will rest up until nightfall.
Okay.
Which means you'll get double your hit die back in hit points.
My hit die is what?
I get 14.
8 or 9.
8.
I thought it was 8, but I was concerned.
So you get 16. Okay.
So I'm down to 80.
I'm up to 61.
Woohoo!
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
Sorry. The Dragon Game with the musical rendition.
Submarine, you know, like submarine is deep the water and the sub is underneath it. Submarine. It was yellow.
Okay. Alright.
Another question.
Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Available for download at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.